Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Homes.com knows having the right agent can make or break your home search. That's why they provide home shoppers with an agent directory that gives you a detailed look at each agent's experience, like the number of closed sales in a specific neighborhood, average price range, and more. It lets you easily connect with all the agents in the area you're searching so you can find the right agent with the right experience and ultimately the right home for you. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Very soon, the Yankee teachers came down and set up school. But oh, how the Rebs did hate it. It was against their rule. Our masters tried to hide book learning from our eyes. Knowledge didn't agree with slavery. It would make us all too wise. Then I got a little cabin, a place to call my own. I felt as independent as the queen up on the throne.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, and this is Encyclopedia Womanica. Our warrior today fought for abolition, women's rights, racial justice, voting rights, and more. She was a poet, teacher, public speaker, and writer who's considered the mother of African American journalism. Let's talk about Frances Harper. Frances Ellen Watkins was born in 1825 in Baltimore, Maryland. She was the only child of free parents, though at that time, the state of Maryland still allowed slavery. When Frances was just 3 years old, both of her parents died. She was then raised by her maternal aunt and uncle, Henriette and Reverend William Watkins, and took their last name. Frances's uncle was a minister, teacher, activist, and abolitionist, who had a major impact on Frances's life and work. She attended his school until she was 13 years old. The following year, Frances started working as a seamstress. When she wasn't working, she was writing. And when she wasn't writing, she was reading. Frances was bright and curious and was always looking for ideas to share and stories to read. In her early 20s, Frances published articles and poems in her local newspaper. She also wrote pieces for anti-slavery journals and completed her first book of poetry called Forest Leaves or Autumn Leaves. Then, in 1850, Congress passed the Fugitive Slave Act. The Watkins family left Baltimore for Ohio. There, Frances was the first woman to teach at Union Seminary before moving to Pennsylvania to work with the Pennsylvania Abolition Society and the American Anti-Slavery Society. In 1854, Frances gave her first public speech as part of the abolition movement. She did such a good job that it launched a 2-year lecture tour. Frances's speeches focused on abolition, equality, and women's rights. In 1854, she also published Poems of Miscellaneous Subjects. The book was quite popular. 4 years later, in 1858, 100 years before Rosa Parks would become famous for a similar action, Frances refused to give up her seat or move to the designated colored section of a trolley car in Philadelphia. The following year, Frances became the first African-American woman to publish a short story in the U.S. Her story, called The Two Offers, appeared in Anglo-African magazine. Throughout her life, Frances's writings, both fiction and nonfiction, told the story of the African-American experience in that era and urged social change. In 1860, Frances married Fenton Harper, and the couple had one child together. Fenton died just 4 years after their nuptials. Frances continued her activism and writing after the Civil War. She traveled through the South during Reconstruction, teaching former slaves and speaking and writing about their living conditions. Her journey led to her book entitled Sketches of Southern Life. She wrote and spoke about the need for greater access to education, women's suffrage, and temperance. Frances spoke at the 1866 National Women's Rights Convention and urged the women there to fight for Black women's rights. She said, "We are all bound up together in one great bundle of humanity, and society cannot trample on the weakest and feeblest of its members without receiving the curse in its own soul." From 1883 to 1890, she organized for the National Woman's Christian Temperance Union, and she helped to create the National Association of Colored Women in 1894, alongside Ida Wells Barnett and Harriet Tubman, among others. The organization sought to advance the rights of African American women. Their campaign centered on women's suffrage, anti-lynching, and fighting Jim Crow laws. The organization still exists today. In 1911, Frances died of heart failure at the age of 86. She was buried next to her daughter Mary, who had died 2 years prior. Frances Harper remains a literary legend and one of the most important writers of her time. She was a poet and a passionate activist who used her lived experiences to promote social change. Tune in tomorrow for the story of another warrior. This week of Encyclopedia Womanica is brought to you by Native. No matter what you're fighting for, Native deodorant ensures you smell good doing it. Many deodorants contain aluminum, which forms a plug in your sweat glands to keep you from sweating. Not Native. Native is made with ingredients you've heard of, like coconut oil and shea butter, and it really works. I've tried many different deodorants, and I think Native deodorant is the way to go. If you don't believe me, they've got over 9,000 five-star reviews. There are more than 10 scents, and there are options for those who prefer unscented or have sensitive skin. Personally, I'm a big fan of the cucumber and mint and the lavender and rose. For 20% off your first purchase, visit nativedeodorant.com and use the promo code Encyclopedia during checkout. That's nativedeodorant.com with the promo code Encyclopedia for 20% off your first purchase. Special thanks to Liz Kaplan, my favorite sister and co-creator. Talk to you tomorrow.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.